Hello, hello, and welcome to The True You. My name is Malcolm D. Smith, and I will be talking to you today in our True You podcast. So here we are. We are 2 weeks in, a little over 2 weeks. No, yeah, we're 2 weeks into the new year. And I heard a stat yesterday that I did not know. Yesterday was the 13th, and apparently, statistically, by the second Friday of the new year, people give up or quit on their New Year's resolutions. Now, we talked about New Year's resolutions a couple of podcasts ago, and I told you my thought about them. I think it's more things that you should take on because it supports you, not because it's the beginning of the year. So you can take those on at any point. But it was kind of disheartening to hear that people give up on some resolution within 2 weeks. So if that's you, and you have not made it through your resolution, fear not. We're going to be talking about is just some of the conversations that you have with yourself about yourself. When you don't fulfill on what you're going to fulfill on, there is so much pressure and people's opinions about if you fail, then you're no good at it and you should quit, move on, or pick something else to do. And I really don't think that that's the case. If you fail, then that just means you didn't make it, but there's something to learn from that. So fail forward is something I've always heard. What can you do to move forward? A lot of times when people don't achieve what they're going to do, then they start to have these conversations with themselves about how they're no good, or they should have not even tried it in the first place. They're never going to put themselves in that situation again. Maybe it's in a relationship if a relationship didn't work. And we put up these walls, and it makes me think of football. I know that'll sound weird, but I was watching football the other day, and they were talking about this quarterback on one of the college teams, and how when things did not go well in this situation where he threw an interception, he didn't just give up. They said there's something about this kid where he just forgets it, and he moves on, and it's like a blank slate for him every time. What if that was what it was like for us? We had New Year's resolutions, and we didn't achieve them. And so we said, okay, what do we need to do to achieve them? There's a reason you picked that as your New Year's resolution. Something was important to you. Something wasn't working the way you wanted it to, and you wanted to have it start working. So it's new for you. You need to have it become a pattern, become part of your world. For me, there are different things that I want to take on for the new year to set up patterns. And one of them for me is sleep. I am horrible at going to sleep. When I get sleep, I can go to sleep in a New York minute. But I just hate going to bed. I don't want to stop. I want to keep going, going, going. So I get 5 hours, maybe 5.5, 6 hours of sleep. So I was like, all right, I'm going to take on getting more sleep for the next 2 weeks. So that's what I'm doing. Slept eight hours yesterday, and that was heaven. My body was like, thank you, dude, you're running me to the ground. Anyway, what I want to talk about is there's an app that I found out about at the beginning of the year that I'm blanking on the name, and I'll look it up right now to tell you about. But it's an app that's something timing. It's got a weird name, Insight Timing. It's called Insight Timer. It's the Insight Timer. And in the Insight Timer, there are different kinds of challenges, or there's a challenge that's going on. And in that challenge, they are talking about different modalities and things that you can do. And it's really fascinating. So I'd say check it out if you have not checked it out already, or if you're not participating in that. But there's a variety of things. There's meditation. There's this amazing thing that they did the other day about chakras and meditating and chakras and the energy. Did you know that chakras are just little vortexes of energy within your body? I had never heard that. That's probably a whole other conversation that we could have. And I know I'm all over the map, but just thanks for being with me. This is me being the true me. There's so much that I think, what am I going to talk about? And then I have a bazillion things I want to talk about, and they're all starting to fall out. Anyway, one of the things that I heard about was talking about the conversations that we have, and it was a gratitude. This specific topic was the gratitude journal today. And the thing that struck me that the person was talking about was, what are the things that you're grateful for? And she went through three scenarios and you wrote down your answers of what you were grateful for. But the thing that struck me and that I thought was interesting and important to bring up today from the perspective of the true you is she said that when it comes to gratitude and being thankful for the things that are in our life, whether that's people or situations or things or incidents, is that we are five times more likely to talk bad about ourselves or think negative things about ourselves, because that's just the habit for most people. I can't speak for everybody, but for me, I'd have to say, yeah, there are times where I get down on myself. And then there are other times where, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day who was saying how much of a failure they were because things didn't look like the way that they looked. And I had to remind that person that, you know, things don't look the way you think they should look right now, but that doesn't mean you can have this nasty conversation with yourself. You would not talk to me that way if I hadn't fulfilled on whatever the things is that I would do. You would have encouraged me and told me to keep my head up and shifted the perspective for me. But when it comes to having those conversations with ourselves, we don't lift ourselves up the way that we lift other people up. We don't give ourselves a chance. We have this huge and this higher standard for us. And I'm not saying don't have a higher standard for yourself, but don't drag yourself through the mud and tell yourself you're stupid or you should know better or you're a failure. You're not a failure. So in the situation with my friend, it was, you're not a failure because you're in this situation and this is happening or this isn't happening. That's just the situation you're in, but you're an incredible person. And then we looked at the things that they were doing right, where their focus was really on the relationships that they had and fostering those relationships. And the reason they wanted all these other things to work was so that those relationships would work. The person is absolutely incredible and just forgot who they were. And so I think that that's important in the world of being true to yourself, is to listen to the conversations you have with yourself. And if you're going to have those conversations with yourself, tell the truth to yourself about who you are. Recognize all the things that you've achieved and accomplished. In that gratitude thing, they were talking about reprogramming your neural pathways. So you can actually reprogram your brain to actually start thinking and having those positive thoughts. A while back on one of my podcasts, I was talking about in life, there's the law of averages, and that's just my term. It's not an official law. There's probably something called the law of averages that's in math, and I'm not trying to send you in a spiral about math. But for me, my law of averages is, in life, we have highs and lows. We have high points, and we're just thrilled and enjoy things, and we think we're just so blessed in life. And then we have low points. Oh, my goodness, I cannot believe this is happening. Why is this happening to me? I wish I never had this situation. Why did I make this decision? Why did I trust this person? There's all kinds of things. Why did I get fired from my job? I have a friend who was pregnant and lost a baby. So there's all kinds of things that happen to us, and they're not fun. I tried to start a job and lost all of it and had to file bankruptcy, and now what do I do? I haven't done that. I'm just putting different things out that different people have done. But there are highs and lows, and I think, in my take on life, is that what there is to do is to have and enjoy and focus on more highs than lows. It's unrealistic to think that your life is just going to be nothing but highs. It's just not realistic. Things happen. Life happens. But life is full of those highs and lows. And if you didn't have the lows, you wouldn't appreciate the highs. Now, there are people who have tons of lows, and I'd say that their average is pulling down on them, and there are people who have tons of highs, and their average is higher. So I think in life, your goal is to have as many highs and improve over time as you can. Now it's baby steps. If you're in the depths of depression or something like that, as I've said in the past, get help. There are hotlines, there's counseling, there's things like that. But, you know, just take it one day at a time. If something's not going right, look at what can you do to impact that. For me, you know, I say I'm horrible with my sleep, and one of the things about getting sleep is to keep things in perspective. So I'm taking on sleeping better. I also am taking on drinking water. Water is the elixir of life. I'm horrible with drinking water. So those are two things that I'm taking on for myself this year is getting more sleep and drinking, and supporting and reminding. So those are my two things. So I'm supporting and reminding you, just as a wrap up, to be aware of the conversations that you're having with yourself. If you don't succeed, if you took on some resolution and it didn't work out, then make a new commitment to yourself. Recommit to yourself every day. It's kind of like the people who are living in sobriety right now. They have to do it one day at a time. You can do the same thing. If you didn't achieve what you wanted to achieve, look at, what am I going to do? How can I break things down? If I want to get 7 hours of sleep for the rest of my life and I'm averaging 5, well, instead of saying, okay, you're getting 7 no matter what, make it happen, maybe I build up. Okay, let me start at 6 until 6 is comfortable, and then I push it up to 6.5, and then I push it up to 7. I know sleep is silly. Maybe it's water. If you're like me and you've taken on drinking water and you start drinking and then you spend half your life in the bathroom because you don't regulate it, that can be kind of crazy. But maybe you don't drink a gallon a day. Maybe you just drink 40 ounces and then 80 ounces. And then you get up to the 120, 140, whatever it is that you're drinking. But take baby steps. And in the world of being true to yourself, be gentle with yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a child who was learning something. You would not scream at a child and tell them, you're a moron, you're a loser because you can't walk. No, you'd encourage them to get up. So encourage yourself to get up, be gentle with yourself, be good to yourself. If you had New Year's resolutions that didn't turn out, pick them back up. And if you, or check it out and see if it really is important to you. My guess is it is. But give yourself some grace, be gentle with yourself, love yourself, and be true to the true you. My name is Malcolm D. Smith. I'm signing off for today. Have a fantastic time, and I'll see you next time. The truth.